check the coat room? Did you check
all the coat rooms?
I checked everywhere. I don't want to record any class or da yogam vaynocha over here. I want it to all be simcha shal mitzvah. If there is Hashem b'simcha, and marve nechasim marve daiga, we're on daf chaf aleph. Person takes meiser or is mavashal on Shabbos. So what does the Mishnah say? If he does it b'shogeg, he can eat the food. If he does it b'mezid, he cannot eat the food. That's what the Mishnah said. Reb Shmuel, b'shem Reb Avuah b'shogeg b'isur b'mezid b'isur. So what the translation here, it's a little cryptic. So it's obviously open to different types of interpretation. But the way the English explains it is like this. That we're talking about biblical violations over here. We're talking about where you're over bishul. Okay, that is to say, in other words, what are the alternatives? The alternative is we could be talking about on Shabbos, in which case your bishul is deraisa, or we could be talking about erev Shabbos, in which case you're being over the iser shehiya. That means to say, if I have something that's not, it's partially cooked, and I put it on a fire which is not garfu katum, and I assume everybody knows all these halachas, then that's an iser drabonon because of achshash shemir yovelach tochasakholim, right? So if someone goes ahead and violates the Issa Shehiya, right, that's what he's trying to say. This Mishnah that makes these Yisurim B'mezid, that's only if you're talking about B'shoigig B'Issa or B'mezid B'Issa, we're talking about D'Oraisa. But if it would be a Drabonon, then it would be Mutra, even if you did it B'mezid. That's what he seems to be saying. That's what the English translates it. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Masis Amar Ken, the Mishnah says that. Why? Because the Mishnah juxtaposes the two things of Ma'aser, which is what? Ma'aser is taking place on Shabbos, obviously. The only time there would be an Isra of taking Ma'aser is on Shabbos. So since it says Ma'aser Umavashal B'Shabbos, we're talking about on Shabbos itself. It's only during those times that there would be an Isra, but not if he did it Erev Shabbos. That's what it says. Okay, B'Shoigi Yoichal, Mezer Lo Yoichal, B'Shoigi B'Isra, Mezer B'Isra. We're talking about the violations that are taking place on Shabbos. Tony, Hamavashal B'Shabbos. So we have a Bryce over here. We have the famous Machlokes from Meir Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan Sadler. We've had it many times. So we'll just say it again. Hamavashal B'Shabbos. So Meir Shita is Shoigig Yechel B'Mezid Lo Yechel. That he can't eat it and nobody else can eat it if you do it B'Mezid until after Shabbos. After Shabbos, everybody can eat it. That's your Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says no. If the rule is the mezid of Rabbi Meir is the shaygeg of Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda says that the shaygeg you can eat at Moitzei Shabbos, the mezid lo yachalamis you can never eat it. It means he can never eat it. It doesn't mean nobody else can. It says everyone else in footnote 7, everyone else indeed can partake of the food, but he says you have to wake Kadesh Yasa. Okay, it's interesting. It does say here you have to wait Kadesh Yasu.
Also on Shogeg, you have to
wait
Kadesh Yasu.
What?
Also on Shogeg, you have to wait Kadesh Yasu. Not only Mezid.
Yeah, where?
No, itself.
Mishai. You're yourself, you're like Kadesh Yasu.
Six.
They have to wait Kadesh Yasu also. I'm saying, why would it be?
Yeah, it does say that over here. He or anyone else, in number 6, it says, may eat the food only after enough time has passed. Following Shabbos, so the food could have been cooked then.
No, I was just saying that if you do b'shogeg, you yourself also have to eat the same rule applies.
Yeah, well, that would be a kosher case. The one that was over. Yeah, if other people have to wait, so surely he has to wait. Okay, well, I think I mentioned a svar to you before earlier that you wouldn't have to wait Kadesh Yasa. Remember, I mentioned to you that b'shlem when we were talking about a guy doing it for you. So there's a svara that you have to wait Kadesh Yasu, because otherwise you might come to tell the guy to do it for you so that you'll be mutter miyad after Shabbos. So there's a svara to say, but to say that the b'shogeg Yisrael is going to come to do it b'mezid so that he can have it available to him after Shabbos, that we would never be chayshid yid for that, so therefore there was no din of Kadesh Yasu b'shogeg. That was a svara I remember from way back when, but apparently it's not going like that over here. Anyway, Rabbi Yochanan Sadler says, what? B'shoigeg, Yayochla Moitzoy Shams Lacherim Veloyloy, that he goes all the way to the extreme, that if you do it B'shoigeg, although we're going to see there's a shita that's even more extreme than B'yachan HaSalah in a second, we're going to see that. B'shoigeg could eat Moitzoy Shams for other people, but not himself. B'mezid loyfel lamas loyfel lachem. Shabbos kodesh him lamasar kodesh with everything is kodesh and you can't
do it. The other person doesn't have to wait
kodesh. No, I remember this is a swara we said in Tosis by maybe mechus l'tchum. It's not the
but
time for.
I think
for
that's true.
What?
The person has to wait for Tesh Yasa, but somebody else doesn't have to wait at all.
Not according to the footnote.
Why? No,
the footnote.
That's by Mazet.
No, he says it. He says it by six. It says six. Did you see six?
No.
He or anyone else.
No.
That's what he says. I'm just telling you what he says. I didn't look into it. Okay. So, we have this machlokes, three word machlokes, right? So, how do we paskin? So, Shmuel, Krab Yechna Sadler. Shmuel went ahead and he went Lechumra, and everything's also for everybody forever. Okay? Rav, Karhava, Mori, Lechava, Rusa. Oh, we're getting stragglers from Tehillim, you know? I had a feeling this would be a large Rilem tonight. Rav, when Rav would rule on the matter for his students, right? So he had a three-way machlokes, Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav Nasala by Maisa Shabbos, right? So Rav Meir is the Kula de Kshita, Rav Nasala is the Chomer de Kshita. So when Rav was in his small group of covering with his students, with his Talmidim, so he was Meir like Rav Meir, Lakula. But Tzibur, but when it came to the Tzibur, then he had to be a little bit more machmer, right? I remember my uncle Shmuel of Hashem always told when he heard, he saw me washing for a Dover Shetibula Bamashka. So, you know, I washed an apple and it was wet and I went ahead and washed until Sidayim without a bracha. That's the way they taught me in Yeshiva. You know, we learned Mishnah Berurah, we didn't know any Kunsen. Mishnah Berurah says, you wash, Shulchan Aruch says it. So my uncle Shmuel says to me, what are you talking about? What are you doing, Shlomi? Magen Avraham already says we're not makbid on that anymore. A yeshiva man should not zochumrus. A yeshiva man doesn't have to be makbid. I always see that reflect. Whenever I see a gemara like this, I always remember his comment. So I don't know how you feel about that, but Abe, how do you feel about that? Makes sense.
I think it's a raya to your uncle Shmuel.
It's a raya, right?
Looks like it.
Okay. I'm Rav Shem Bar Kassana. So he says, Rabbi Shmuel B'nai Shem Yechim Amreiko Hayri line. That there's a shita that's even more strict than the other three shitas. Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel B'nai Shem Yechim Amreiko, the Brisa says, he says, Kol Dov Shariyom Lo'adzoyne Karas Rashi Gosei Chatos, whenever you have something which if you did it, b'mezid yechayiv kares and b'shoigig achatos, v'asol b'shabbos, and you were over on Shabbos to do that aveira, so that means you were over on Issa d'oraisa. So ben b'shoigig, ben b'mezid, also ben lo, ben la'acherim. He goes the most chumer the kashita. If you do something which is an Issa d'oraisa, it doesn't matter whether it's shoigig, mezid, it's also for everybody forever, and that's it. So he went ahead. This who was a apostle like that? That was Reb Shimon Bar Kassana, he paskin like him. Okay, that would be definitely one of the questions I would ask a Rav on a Prabhu. How do you paskin? Anyway, then the second part of what he said is we're on Chafal from the base now. Hold over Shane. The way he explains it in the English is that this is a rabbinic isser, right? It's possible to translate it otherwise. When I read the Gemara first, without the English, I thought it meant like there are other types of Isur Manchamas which are the Araisa, but aren't Chayav Koras, and not, you know. For instance, can you think of one?
What's the question, sir?
Is there other Isurai the Araisa of Shabbos which are not Chayav Koras?
Lav the Mechamer.
What was that?
Lav the Mechamer.
Lav the Mechamer, exactly. The Lav of Mechamer.
That's with God.
That's with COVID, he got that. That's right. Because you have a Yishuv Hadas when you're at home and you got some sleep. And, see? Right, but he doesn't translate it that way. He translated it. I mean, I'm not saying it's
isn't
not.
That hard, isn't that part of the same thing?
Havara, the lav yatzis. If you hold the lav yatzis, but we hold it. If, I mean, I don't think we. I think if you light a fire, you know, is that true that we pass the havara the lav yatzis? I'm not sure. Maybe if havara the lav yatzis, that would be another example. Yeah. I don't know if whether this whether
that's not what he's saying.
But he says it's referring to rabbinic. If the Yisurim are rabbinic, then what? Then b'shagig yechem onsoi shabbos lacherem v'loy loy b'mezin l'lov l'lacherem. He's still going l'Rabbi Yochanan Sadler, but it's got to be an Isser Kal. Ba'on k'mi Rabbi Yochanan. This is the question they asked. So they wanted to know. Listen, Rabbi Yochanan, after all, he's the Baal HaYerushalmi over here. So it's time to ask him, what do you say? What do you say about this matter? How do you pass it? I'm aligned, so he said to us, or to them, Ani Eli Ela Mishnah, Ichveis Narad, he has his famous klal, Rabbi Yochanan holds Halacha Kistam Mishnah, and what does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says, Hamasim Avashal Mishas, Mishag Yechel, Mezel Yechel. Our Stam Mishnah is like the Shita of a mayor, and therefore he would pass it like a mayor Lukula, right? Shomer of Chista heard that Rabbi Yochanan said this to Omar, and he said like this. He remarked, "Hutru Shabbosis? Is Shabbos become like a hefkevel? The pasuk like a mayor? Is that cool thing, right?" Lokein Omar of Huna b'shem Rav. Didn't Rav say? And Ratoim Rav Chia Kain. He said, Chia said the same thing in the Brisa. Very shino how you are met first. What did they say? They said, "Hashachei Atashol Agavik Yorasi b'Shabbos." If someone forgets a pot of food, of uncooked food, on his stove Friday evening, and it cooked on Shabbos, right? B'shaigeg, yaichal. If you forgot it, you left it there. In other words, you over the Isser Shehiyah B'shaigeg. Then you could eat it. B'mezid lo yaichal. You cannot eat it. That's what they said, B'rishayna. Next shadu shayim is nicham mezidim. And then people became hushed, that they put it on there on purpose. And what did they go and they told the rabbi? Oh, we forgot. So they saw people already were doing this kinunya, right? So v'ayimim shchechen ha'yinu v'asulain es ha'shachach. So they went ahead and they asked it also a shachach on Erev Shabbos as well. So they made the Isser across the board. So Rav Chista was asking Rav Yochanan. Here we see that by an Isser drabonim, they were machmer that even shaygeg is Isser. And you're being matur, and this is the oraisa, not this is the oraisa, but you're being, and this is the oraisa. Mavashal b'Shabbos. This was taking place Erev Shabbos. B'shogeg, they were asking, b'in lo v'in l'acherim, and Erev Shabbos, and this is the rabbonon, and you're being matur, b'shogeg, Shabbos, and this is the oraisa, like a mayor?
What do you mean an Erev Shabbos?
This Tony Rabkia is Hashokheach Tashal Agabi Kirosai b'Shabbos. We're talking about toward Friday evening. It was cooked on the Sabbath.
It started
on Erev Shabbos, right? So it's Shehiyah,
right?
So it's an Isser drabbanan, right? No, I said it's a drabbanan. He's mat. They went ahead and they were machmer. It's a kosher. It's a kalvachomer, right? That's what he's asking him, right? Let's look at the top. The above ruling prohibits the consumption of food that was left on the stove before Shabbos, even when done inadvertently. Yet here you say this. One who inadvertently cooks food during Shabbos itself is permitted to eat the food right away. Are you concerned that people are going to do it on Mezid and claim that they did it b'shogeg? Why aren't you worried about that same problem? Amar Abhila, so he said, it's different, different. Next, Shaduli Yusmanifim, people are that you'll suspect people leaving it before Shabbos, because that's only in the Sidra to leave it before Shabbos. But Lanesh Shaduli Yusmavashlin, we're not going to be chayshish a yid is going to do bishul b'mezin on Shabbos. Who would be chal Shabbos? So konsu b'meiniach. So they went ahead and they applied the penalty to shehiya, right? For lo konsu b'mavashal. They didn't do mavashal. It's a simple chiluk. So the Gemara basically is answering Rabbi Yochanan to explain why he's justified in paskening like Rabbi Meir. Okay. Chazru Loimar.
So the reason why you're not, you don't make it class by Mevashel, right? I thought the whole reason was because you won't constitute kapara for the person. In other words,
which case? What case are you talking?
If he in fact does bishul b'mezid.
Yeah, on Shabbos.
On Shabbos.
Yeah.
Loi kansu chakokes. We're saying over here, loi kansu b'mevashel.
That's talking about b'shogeg.
Oh, b'shogeg.
Shogeg. Yeah, we're talking about, are you kindness? Are you kindness? Shogeg or to mezid?
Only
on a drabon, they can do. Only on a drabon, then, or do we say we're kindness? We're, so there's a sort to be more machmor by a drabon than by a deraisa, because people would not, people would be mazal drabonans, but not a deraisa. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Chazu Leimar, so now they revise a decree. In other words, we're talking about the same case of Shehiya Erev Shabbos. Now they're getting a little more granular about the food. So, right? So this always is confusing. When I learned Hilchos Shabbos, I found this extremely confusing. The way the Yerushalmi is saying it, that there was a progression of Gezerah. You know, first Shogeg was Mutter. Then they saw they were Mazazel, they said Shogeg is Osir. And now they're going to get into the type of food it is. So if it's tashoshum, it's stomach v'yofalai, if it's the type of food where the longer it stays on the fire, the better it gets. It gets tastier and tastier, right? Is osur. Then it will be osur. It's stomach v'ralo, but if it deteriorates that as it cooks, right, and condenses, the way he translates it, and then it's mutter. If you forgot on the stove for Shabbos, because there's no concern, you'll intentionally leave such food on open coals, and it'll deteriorate. You'll end up ruining the food. Basically, is what it says here, right? Ezu tashor shum et stamach v'yofel. What's an example of a food like that? Kruva afunim u'basa tarf. So cabbage peas and minced meat. Minced meat, 15. He says, as opposed to whole pieces of meat, where the meat is deemed a food that deteriorates as it condenses. Since you prefer to serve guests large, uncondensed pieces of meat. By mincing the meat, you demonstrate you don't intend to serve it to guests. It's therefore considered to improve as it condenses.
I'm not sure that makes sense. Okay.
As a meat connoisseur, Chaim has a little different opinion about this.
Chaim doesn't care.
I'm not that familiar with it.
The more it cooks, the drier.
I know what he's saying, but it doesn't to say that's in stomach for theophyloid, to say that because it condenses, that's what you're trying to accomplish. Say, lava. If anything, a better example would be chalms, it's in stomach for theophyloid. So it's not because it's whole or not whole, it's because it gets better when it cooks.
But now they're saying that the less cooked it is, the better it is.
Sure, raw.
We're saying, right, we're going to leave it on open coals.
You want it to be on open coals
so that it cooks better.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Amar Rav Tamchum bar Eloi, Af Rashi Luftus or Rashi Kafalotus. These are also examples of the stomach v'yofalo. Turnip top.
That's something you'll eat.
Turnip tops and leek tops. Oh, I love leek tops. Also, oysen katasho shum estak v'yofalo. That's also good. Beitz and mahe. What about eggs? So this is also very good. The Gemara is going to quote in the next. If you skip the paragraph, skip over this first paragraph over here. Go to the second paragraph, top of this next section first. I want to read that one because it says Reb Shmuel bar Nosson b'shem Reb Chama bar Yochanino aniva abba alinu l'chama skeder. Father and I ascended to this place. They were small as chizra fruits. The tamun yofa kefinkrisen. They were as tasty as capaberry husks. Cooked eggs improve as they condense. They get better and better. Let's go back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Yirmiya b'Rabbi Chanina b'shem Rabbi Yishmael b'Rabbi Yossi. So Abba Olala Beso, father, meaning Rabbi Yossi. Right, it's Rabbi Yirmiyah is quoting Rabbi Yishmael, who was the son of Rabbi Yossi. So they're quoting Rabbi Yishmael telling people what his father, Rabbi Yossi, did. He went up to his house one Shabbos, Mata Shambayim, so he found the shriveled eggs that had been mistakenly left cooking on the stove. V'asar, he prohibited it for consumption because he held it was Masak V'yofalo Chamin, when it was also hot water there. That hit loud because that doesn't improve the hot water. and causes it to evaporate. So you're not going to aser mistamak v'ra'lo. Interesting, the hot water is considered mistamak v'ra'lo. All right? And then we read this story already. Tani lo samal yishu kadera asasiya sutumusin. Now we have, we're saying here, a woman shouldn't fill a pot with these white lupines, which apparently take a long time to cook. That's the idea here. These are types of beans that that require extensive cooking. So she shouldn't fill her pot with these things. Shouldn't put them in an oven just before dark. Let's see, does he say why? 20, we're concerned she will stir the coals to accelerate the cooking process. I mean, that's true if you're going to serve it that night, of course. If you're not going to serve it until tomorrow, I don't think that would be that big a concern, but okay, whatever. The Nosna, what if she did violate the Sisson? Here the Gemara says, Beferish, that for the person it is also Kadesh Yasu, Moitzi Shabbos. And it's only the Rabbanon, right? That's what we're talking about. Abacha, amazing curve, Mayor. Abacha said, in other words, the question is, this price that we just read, we said that if she does it, it's also Moitzi Shabbos until Kadesh Yasu. What are we talking about, where she did it b'mezid or she did it b'shogeg? So it depends who you're passing like. So he says, if you hold like, it could be we're talking about when, if you hold like her mayor, then she did it b'mezid. If you, and the B'yaisi said, b'shogeg to Rabbi Yehuda, she did it b'shogeg, and it's Rabbi Yehuda's p'sak. And he holds, of course, that you have to wait to Moitzi Shabbos. That's it. That's the end of the page.
The guy who did it still has to eat.
Amazing. Right. Correct.
Shalom, Abe.
Thank you, Chaim.
Abe, we miss you at Minyan.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Stewie.
So when we get up to the bottle of water,
yeah, so we're ready for the next page.
Top cup is in Manila.
It's good to see you in person.
Likewise.